Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, for his mercies endure forever. Our God is mighty. Our God is good. Our God is super. There is no one like him. There is no one that can be compared with him. He's an incomparable God. He's an incomprehensible God. Can you just lift up your hands wherever you are and you worship the King of Kings? Please begin to appreciate him. I want you to join me to say thank you, Jesus, 21 times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Our God is worthy of all our praise. Do you know that if all our air could be metamorphosized and become our tongues, they are not enough to glorify this God. They are not enough to worship this God. They are not enough to magnify this God. Look at what God has done for us. Look at what God is still doing. Look at the mercy of God enduring forever. Look at his loving kindness. Just lift up your two hands as you worship him. Take any songs of praises you love in your own dialect and begin to appreciate him. Just worship him in your dialect. Worship him in your language. Worship him in the way you can worship him. Just bless him and bless his name. Alakosha kalabarabalabu shekele burubosele. Obrakate kele burubosele kele. Rakata lobo shintuli kalabaraba. Lem probosele kele kendele roboso tuta katalembu. Anda kali ama kum rabosa taya barakala buruko senteye kule bo shintuye kalaba. Ese tele burubosu tukele barabalaba. Ente kele burubosu mpia mukangra katale. Bless his name. Oh my God. Ọlọrun to tobi. Ọlọrun baba agba. Aye o gba o. O forun se ibugbe orun ogba o faye sha poti tise olorun to tobi olorun ba baba ego sagala bara 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 ba yesu tele burubo shotele baraka sakata hida appreciate him. Just worship the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. Oh my kataraba soti libro lebrobosi librobosi de kalaba lebrobosi librobosi le barakasataka lege ibushatala bila boshi le urubushi la kada 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 esoto karabara baraba seke. Il hadi lo soto shekala robo shete kala rebo soto kala baraba ampra ko sadaba ego sirim o bebe bina dirike ego sirim o bebe bina dirike bina mo na lulu Ebiara na kuta wemele na gusoro nede bielu ego sirim o bebere bina dirige ego sirim o bebere la grossa voce galagalaga esa ponte che le hurra in gusoko parati ansa katara and those who parosa kata ente kele kele kese libera ne korobo sakaraba ele bubo le bush lo prakosa ka bi ba sonto le borobo soto ken kene bo sonto kaya kata kedi am prakoso to le karaba. Thank you, Father, in Jesus mighty name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome to this wonderful platform, and you are welcome to this opportunity. Thank God for giving us this grace. And you're welcome to this broadcast. I want to tell you that as you are listening to this broadcast, the power of God is working upon you already, because you will never remain the same. You are going to be better than the way you were before. You are going to be stronger, and God will move your destiny forward. Your adversity shall become a testimony. God is going to lift you up, and your story will change for the best. You are going to step upon your Goliath, and you are going to be a victor, and you are going to begin to mount up like wings, with wings as eagle. God is going to promote your destiny. Your eagle will get out from the captivity of your father's house, and you shall see glory, and your glory shall begin to shine. The enemy shall fail over your life. Listen to me. All those who are laughing with you and they are digging your grave, they will enter into the grave themselves. All those who are eating your food and they are also seeking for your downfall, they shall go down for you. For the finger of heaven shall fight for you, and you will never, never remain the same. The power of God shall disgrace the enemy. The Bible says, he that devour you shall be devoured, and he that curses you shall be cursed, and he that blesses you shall be blessed. That's what the Bible says. I decree right now that those who devour you shall be devoured. Those who had cursed you shall be cursed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands and say this one loud and clear. Say, Holy Ghost, come upon my life with your power. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, come upon my life with your power. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, come upon my life with your power. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, come upon my life with your power. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, come upon my life with your power. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, come upon my life with your power. In Jesus' name, pray. There are prayers we are going to pray, and those prayers are deliverance prayers. And as we are praying that prayer, the yokes have been broken wherever you are. It doesn't matter where you are listening, where you are listening to me from, or no matter maybe the place you are. But listen to me, as we pray this prayer, there will be a release of God's power. The high voltage of God's power will move from here and break that yoke that you might be facing. Are you facing the yoke of childlessness? Are you facing the yoke of infirmity? Are you facing the yoke of poverty? Are you facing the yoke of untimely death? Shall be broken by fire. Just pray this prayer. Say, every yoke of darkness in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness in my life, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness in my life, break in Jesus' mighty name. We pray now. Shout this one very well. Say, plantation of witchcraft in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, plantation of witchcraft in my foundation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. Overshadow my life into parasagata. Overshadow my family. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer you are going to pray now, you are going to watch the effect of this prayer within 3 days. Pray like this. Say, evil strangers living with me in this apartment. Evil strangers living with me in this building. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers living with me in this building. Cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire in Jesus. They say, evil strangers living with me in this building. Manifest in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers living with me in this building. Manifest, manifest, manifest in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers living with me in this building. Manifest in the name of Jesus. Manifest in the name of Jesus. Evil stranger living with me in this apartment. Manifest, manifest, manifest in Jesus' name we pray. Now say, evil strangers living with me in this apartment. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers living with me in this apartment. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers living with me in this apartment. Yeah, ripato kota. Evil strangers living with me in this apartment. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every night evil visitor. In the name of Jesus. Every night evil visitor. In the name of Jesus. Every night evil visitor. In the name of Jesus. Every night evil visitor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says, every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. Shall be uprooted. Every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. Matthew 15:13. Every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. Meaning that there are some things in our lives that are not from God. Meaning there are some friends in our lives that are not from God. Meaning there are people surrounding us that are not from God. They are not from God, meaning they are not assignment by God to surround us. There are people we bring into our house that is not in the agenda of God that they should be in our house. There are people that we work with, we trade with, we partner with, that are not in agenda of God for us to partner with. And as long as we have this relationship with these kind of people, they will begin to draw us down. They be like a weight over us. There are some things in our body that are not from God. They are not in program of God for our lives. Imagine somebody having fibroid. It's a tree not planted by God. Poverty is a tree not planted by God. Barrenness is a tree not planted by God. Failure is a tree not planted by God. Tree or non-achievement is a tree not planted by God. Disappointment is a tree not planted by God. Marital delay is a tree not planted by God. Backwardness is a tree not planted by God. Listen to it again and listen very well. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13, it said, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. And before this time, I was talking about the Pharisees. It was considering them to be an hypocrite. And he now said that these Pharisees, they are plants not planted by God. There are things that are in our life now, working against our well-being. They are not from God. The dream of seeing yourself back in your primary school is a tree not planted by God. It is not from God. Dream seeing yourself barefooted. Dream seeing yourself half naked or naked. It's not planted by God. They are plants in your life waging war against your destiny. Dream seeing yourself in the river. Sometimes you see yourself breastfeeding in the dream. You have a sex in the dream and eating the dream. Dream of seeing yourself among the strange people you don't know. They are all an assignment not from God. They are from the kingdom of darkness to make life miserable, to slow down our race, to slow down our movement, to make life painful, to bring affliction and oppression. The Bible says, oppression maketh a madman wise, Ecclesiastes 7 verse 7. Oppression maketh a wise man mad. A wise man could become mad when an oppression captured him. When the oppression captured a wise man, he becomes mad, meaning that he begins to do something that are strange because of this oppression. Are you under oppression? I speak to you today, you will be delivered right now in the name of Jesus. As you listen to this broadcast, as you pray these prayers, you will be set free immediately in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is hearing me now and you are under one yoke of oppression or affliction, just as I decree now, you will be released. I command you now, be delivered in the name of Jesus. I say be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ, Opagalis Karakata, Esotaka. There's a sister there, you know yourself, you notice that when you woke up from dream, just about a few days ago, they have scraped your hair, and that bothers you so much. You have to let me know, so I give you a prayer on glory recovery. can recover that glory back. They have stolen your glory. It must be recovered. It must be recovered. Are you here also? You have a dream that somebody is plaiting your hair, and it's new. You are not comfortable that the glory that is tampered with. You need to quickly do something about that. Very, very important. It is time for us to pray some prayers, and I want you to pray with aggression. Are you here also? You had a dream and your hair was shaved completely and it become bald. It's a glory that have been tampered with. You must recover that glory back. It is time for us to pray. Are you here also? When you were young or when you have grown up, you submitted your hair for prayers. I don't know quote of the prayers, because they said some people collect air for prayers. It is not biblical. I don't know where they have seen it from. But have you submitted your air for prayers under the guise of prayers? Have you thrown your air? Have you thrown your air into the river? Have you shaved your air and they have given it for someone to do sacrifice? Have you shaved your air, the air of your head, the air under your armpit, on the air in your public area, your private area, and you have probably giving it to a prophet or whatever they call themselves, because there are different prophets all around the world now. Have you given it to so-called prophets to pray? Have you thrown it into the river because you want to appease the spirit husband? Or have you done something with it and now you are feeling it? You must let me know so that you can collect the same prayer. It is called glory recovery prayer. I will give it to you, and you pray the prayer for 10 days, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour at night. And everything that has been stolen from you in terms of your glory shall be recovered fully, and you will manifest. Don't forget, there is a glory of the sun, and there is a glory of the moon, and there's a glory of the star. And the Bible says the stars are diverse in their glory. So glory is a mighty element in our lives. It's a virtue that we must not get lost. Glory is an important thing that all of us must always work with. Your glory is the shining forth of your destiny. Your glory is that thing that announces you wherever you go. You see, when they saw the star of Jesus Christ, the glory upon it depicts the glory of a king. So your glory is important. So if glory has been tampered with, it's a very, very deep thing. It must not be. And that is why from tomorrow, I'll be talking about a recovery of glory. So I just want you to, I want you to always be there and make sure you get this very broadcast as I make it tomorrow. I will start from tomorrow. It might take us 2, 3, 4 days as I talk about recovery of glory, or I call it glory clinic, where you can recover your glory. Just make sure you are there and make sure you listen to this broadcast. Make sure you get it. Don't miss it at all. And I know the Lord will help us, because a lot of things that happened to us when we are young, when we could not even say no or say yes to the people we live with, and they have done a lot of things for our glory. It's because our glories are not with us now. That is why we are struggling to make a little thing. If your glory is with you, you can't be where you are. If your glory is with you, you can't go for an interview and you will not be called. If your glory is with you, you cannot just be there. Yeah, and you are limited, because glory is the shining forth of your destiny. And glory is what announces you. Glory is what depicts you and differentiates you from another person. When the glory upon the star of Joseph shone high, you could see that all his brethren bowed before him. As your glory returns back to you now, all those who have gone ahead of you 15 years ago, you will capture them within a year. You will capture them within a year. The Lord will give you a speed, and you capture and pass them within a year in Jesus' name. There are prayers we need to pray, but before we pray this prayer, get a bottle of oil or get a bottle of water ready. I want to pray on that bottle of oil or water. Lord, I pray that this bottle of oil or the bottle of water in the hands of your children shall become an instrument of your power. It shall carry the anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness, and the blood of Jesus shall move into them in Jesus' name. Now take this oil and drink a little as you shout this prayer with aggression that you have never used before. Say, every witchcraft rope, tie me down to the village. Break in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft rope, tie me down to my village. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Number two, shout it louder. Every evil plantation inside of me be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil plantation inside of me be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest and say this word: program infirmity in my life. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Program infirmity in my life. Lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold. You program infirmity in my life. Lose your hold in Jesus' name. Pray. These are deliverance prayers. I want you to anoint your ear. Your ears symbolizes your glory, and you shout like that. Say, my glory, where are you? Appear in the name of Jesus. My glory, where are you? Appear, 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 appear. You, my glory, where are you? Appear, 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 appear in Jesus. The powers that have tampered with my glory, release it now in the name of Jesus. Powers that have tampered with my glory, release it, release it, release it in Jesus' name. We pray. My glory that have been stolen from my life when I was a baby, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. My glory that have been stolen from my life when I was a baby, I recover you, 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 I recover you by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. There's somebody that need to pray that prayer for 10 minutes or more than, pray, because I could see your glory was stolen while you are just a baby, and they transfer your glory to another person and give another person to your own. If you pray that prayer 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, instantly your glory will move back to you, and what you have not achieved before, you begin to achieve it within a month. It shall be so. Thank you, Father. Anoint your stomach. I say, Lord, lay your hand upon my body in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, lay your hand upon my body. Lay your hand upon my body in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your hand and say, my hand become the extension of the hand of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. My hand receive the anointing to prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs. Say, my legs receive power to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. It is settled. Wonderful. Lift up your prayer request. Father, I pray that this request shall be answered. The power of God shall make this request a testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy into the life of someone that is hearing me today. Now hear me very well. There shall be settlement in your marriage. Yes, you are. God is going to settle you financially. God is going to settle you from all level. In all level, you are going to experience settlement. Listen, your earth will be settled. Listen to me right now. Whatever has been hindering you from being blessed is removed from you today. I command all that has died in your life, all good things that have died in your life, all good things that have died in your life, all good things that have died in your life, I command them, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, resurrect in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? You are experiencing disfavor. I cancel that today. And from now, you shall be experiencing unending favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Your miracle is coming into your hand, and there shall be testimony. There shall be divine intervention in your case, and we shall celebrate with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to your life, let the glory of God come upon you, and let the mighty hand of God promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In case you have testimony you want to share with me, or you have one or two things, or you have dreamt, you have prayed, and you had a dream you don't understand, and you are bothered about this dream, you say, Lord, what is the meaning of this dream? You pray that you can share with me. I pray along with you. We ask God to reveal the understanding of the dream to us, and I trust God He will reveal it to us. Then we can pray over that. You can private chat me, and then I look at it. If I've not read it, you can still recall it back to me, and I will try definitely read it. I know God is going to bless you and bless every one of us in Jesus' name. This weekend shall be a weekend of peace, weekend of joy, weekend of blessing. You move to the next level by fire. As you start this new week, you are launching into the next level in a new dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you in Jesus' name. In case you want to send information, just send it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire, a miracle ministry, number 7, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close First Start Town. 7th Avenue, B1 Close First Start Town. I remain your friend, your lovely friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you. Be good. Till tomorrow, as we consider recovery of glory.